you'll wear Hossein's clothes.
Mother's voice caught, and for a moment it seemed as though she would cry, but she got control of herself again.
They will be a bit big for you, but we can make some adjustments if we have to.
She glanced over at Mrs. Wira.
Those clothes have been idle long enough. It's time they were put to use.
Parvana guessed Mrs. Wira and her mother had been talking long and hard while she was asleep. She was glad of that. Her mother already looked better, but that didn't mean she was ready to give in.
It won't work, she said. I won't look like a boy. I have long hair.
Noria opened up the cupboard door, took out the sewing kit, and slowly opened it up. It looked to Parvana as if Noria was having too much fun as she lifted out the scissors and snapped them open and shut a few times.
You're not cutting my hair!
Parvana's hands flew up to her head.
How else will you look like a boy? Mother asked.
Cut Noria's hair. She's the oldest. It's her responsibility to look after me, not my responsibility to look after her.
No one would believe me to be a boy, Noria said calmly, looking down at her body.
Noria being calm just made Parvana madder.
I'll look like that soon, Parvana said.
You wish.
We'll deal with that when the time comes, Mother said quickly, heading off the fight she knew was coming. Until then, we have no choice. Someone has to be able to go outside, and you are the one most likely to look like a boy. Parvana thought about it. Her fingers reached up her back to see how long her hair had grown.
It has to be your decision, Mrs. Wira said. We can force you to cut off your hair, but you're still the one who has to go outside and act the part.
We know this is a big thing we're asking, but I think you can do it. How about it? Parvana realized Mrs. Wira was right. They could hold her down and cut off her hair, but for anything more, they needed her cooperation. In the end, it really was her decision. Somehow, knowing that made it easier to agree.